This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Satan uses forbidden fruit to imitate God's fruit. He uses it to try to seduce us away from God and His provisions for our life. Like any good father, God forbids certain things to His children because they're physically and spiritually destructive to us. We can still choose to pursue forbidden fruit, but if you choose to do so, men, beware, there are consequences. Consequences upon your bodies, your relationships, and your finances, to name just a few. What's worse still, partaking of forbidden fruit also has consequences in the spiritual realm. Sin hinders our relationship with God, causing damage to our joy, our hope, and our witness to Jesus Christ. So men, why does God allow us to pursue forbidden fruit? Because He's created us with the dignity of being thinking, responsible individuals capable of making real decisions that carry real consequences. God wants men who love and obey Him freely and joyfully. And that's only accomplished by Him allowing us to exercise genuine choice. We have the opportunity to express our love for God through our obedience to His will. God placed the choice between obedience and rebellion before our first father in Eden, and He places the same choice before us today. He guides us with Scripture and the Holy Spirit toward the choices that please Him and bless us. But men, we still must choose. Follow Him today.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.